We are learning Maseches B'Metzia Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Ve'elu Oichlim Min HaTorah. Like Tosfos speaks out, we were talking about before, about Poyalim that eat because you made up something with them. Now we're going to talk about some Poyalim will eat Min HaTorah. You don't have to make up. They're allowed to eat without permission. Because the Pasuk says, Kisavai B'Kerem Re'acha, when you come into the Kerem of your friend, V'chalta Anovim, you eat that of him as much as you want, savecha, as much as you want, you can fill yourself up. You can't put it into your bucket. And we'll see the Gemara, how we know it's talking about a pile, but like upon him, it says in the Torah that when a pile is working on a property, he is allowed to eat peiros. And the Mishnah qualifies this halacha. It's dafka when you're working with things that are mechubal lekarka, b'shas gemar melacha, and it has to be b'shas when the product is finished, a finished product, like grapes. With tolus from the karka, if you're working on something that's tolus from the karka, then it has to be dafka something that's not nigmar. For example, if you're working harvesting grapes or harvesting anything, the wheat, only when it's finished product are you allowed to eat from it. If you're working on that property, let's say pruning or plowing, you're not allowed to eat from that property. And when it comes to when you're working with things that are tolus, like making cheese, that's already nigmar malachta. So you only The only time, if you're working in things that are detached, do you eat? It's only in shloy nigmar lachta. Uva davar shekdulim in haaretz, and it has to be dafka, something that grows from the ground. Lafuke, cheese, which actually does not grow from the ground. Ve'elu shein oichlim, these are things that you don't eat. The pile do not eat when they work in the following things. Ha'oisav v'mechum v'lekarka, uva v'shal shein nigmar lachta. When you work in the karka, it's not gmar lachta. For example, pruning, on top of a base. Uva tolosh v'na karka, if you're working in something that's talish, after Gemar Melacha, also you don't eat, the pile is not eat. If a dovish angel marat, and something that's not Gedulim Naratz. And also you don't eat if it's not Gedulim Naratz, we'll see in the Gemara, it's Kamala Fuke, so things like cheese, those things. If you work in that type of food, you cannot eat that food. You don't have this heter of a pile eating food while they work. Zok the Gemara, not immediately, what's the makar for this halacha that a pile eats? And how do you know it's dafka b'mechuba and dafka shasik b'mar malacha? All these halachas we learned out from the following psukim. Not a milu chsev zet n'pasik. Ki sovoy b'kerem re'acha v'chalto. So ashkan kerem, you see by a vineyard, the pile has a right to eat. Kol milu minolon. How do you know that any type of fruit or vegetable that you're working on, you're allowed to eat? So we learn, we learn from kerem. Ma kerem yuchad dova shegdule karka. Just like by a kerem, it's something that grows from the ground, of a shas gmar malacha. And we're talking about a time when it's gmar malacha, because it says in the pasuk, which is mashma, you are putting it into the pails of the balabayas, so it means we're up to harvesting time, we're finished product. So just like kerem, it's gdule my karka, and it's gmar malacha, pail echa by a pail eats, af kol davar, every type of food item, shegdule my karka, that grows from the ground, shas gmar malacha, and it's a shas gmar malacha, pail echa by, the pail eats it. So the Gemara, how do I learn out everything from a kerem? Kerem is special. A vineyard is special. Grapes are special. Mak the kerem shkein chayev oilois. There's a chiv in the Torah. What are the matnas aniyim? Is oilois. It has certain type of matnas aniyim, which are certain type of grapes that don't grow so good. The lach is it goes to aniyim. So it has that chumra. So that's why maybe a pile eats from it. But who said from other type of fruits and vegetables the pile eats? So the Gemara, garbina mekama. We learn that from a different pasuk, from Kama, from Tvua. It says in the pasuk, Kisava bekamas reacha, bekataftim lilos. You break off some kernels, biyadecha, vechemers loisanet, bekamas reacha. You shouldn't cut it with a sickle, but you're allowed to eat it with your hands. So it says, Klar, by Kama, you're allowed to eat, the pile's allowed to eat. So Gemara, Kama gufa menalim, dechsev, Kisava bekamas reacha, bekataftim lilos, biyadecha. Freit the Gemara, Malak Kama, shekin chayavis bechalo. Kama, Tvua, is chay bechalo. I mean, that's why there's a dinner pile eats from it. When my die Kama, how do you know that comma is comma that was chayavis v'chalahi? Dilma called comma comma rachman. I mean, it's all comma, even comma that's not chayiv in chala, not one of chameshes minim like rice or kitnias, maybe that type of comma. So the Gemara, no. Asya comma comma. We learn out comma comma with xeris shava. Ksiv hachu kisava v'comma sriach. Ksiv hasam, it says by the Omer, it says, Shiva Shavuos Tispalach Mahochel Chemesh Vakama, which is talking about Sa'irim there, Mahosom Kamad Mechayev Vechala, which is Sa'irim, which is one of the five Minim, Avhocha Nami Kamad Mechayev Vechala. Here also the Kama is, a Kama is Chayev Vechala. So Ikla Mifrach, Mala Kama, Shekin Chavas Vechala. So we can't learn from a Kama all fruits and vegetables, because Kama is a Mila, it's Chayev Vechala. Kerem Michiach, we'll say Kerem Michiach, Mala Kerem Shekin Chayev Vechala, Alalas. It's Chayev Vechala. So come up to Kirch, don't have Eilalos. V'chazadin, loyroa kazeh, koroi kazeh. This mile is not this mile. A tzara shavash fem. She came dovash gulu b'karka. It's something that grows from the ground. V'shas k'mar malacha. V'shas k'mar malacha. Poyo echaboy. Av kol dovash gulu b'karka. V'shas k'mar malacha. Poyo echaboy. Poyo eats it. Great thing tomorrow. Mal tzara shavash fem. She came yishven tzames bech. L'maisa, both things, both kama and both kama and the anovim and kerem have a mile at tzames bech. So only such a thing that has tzames bech maybe is chayiv to let the poyo eat from it. And va'asa na mizayis, you learn also olive tree, because olive, this beit samizbech, you bring shemen on the mizbech. Shemen zayis. Das is beit samizbech, v'zayis ma'atzad osi. Fregimar, v'zayis ma'atzad osi, you have to comment on ma'atzad for olives. Who goof for karam kri? When it says kisova karam echa, isn't it referring to zayis also? Isn't zayis called a karam and vineyard also? The chsiv is in the pasuk. Va'yivar megodesh v'ad koma v'ad karam zayis. See clearly that zayis is called a karam. It's a pasuk of shayftim. Amra papa. Kerem Zayis Ikri, Kerem Stoma Ikri. It's called Kerem Zayis, not a Kerem Stoma. But right, my Maisa says, "Kamakum Kasha." Lamaisa, okay, Zayis not from Matzah, not from Kerem. But Maisa Tshver, how do you learn out all fruits and vegetables that the pile is allowed to eat it? L'chare, all you see is Kerem and Kama, and both of them have a Maila of Tzah Mizbeach. That they're both brought on Mizbeach. Tvua is brought as Mincha on Mizbeach, and wine is brought on Nisach Hayayin. It has a Tzah Mizbeach. It's brought on Mizbeach. So how do you learn out all the things from it? Elam Shmuel Makra, the pasuk says, "V'chermesh l'rabba is called bali chermesh." The word v'chermesh, which says in the pasuk, "V'chermesh l'son of Hakomis Reacha," is marba that anything that you cut is included in the parasha of a poel eating while he works. Don't you need this pasuk to teach us that only b'shas when you're cutting it down, when it's gemar malacha, is there a chiyuv to feed the pile and let the pile eat? Maybe, but is that extra needed for that drasha? Zok the Gemara, no. Ahu, el keli chalai sitein. Learn from the even pasuk that says you shouldn't put it into your pail. So you see, talking about gemar malacha nafka. So Gemara has another kasha. He's saying tein chemish is marba everything, but teinuch the bar chemish. Maybe only type of fruits and vegetables that you cut down with a sickle. The lav bar chemish, which you take off like by hand, for example, zaysim or tamarim, olives or tamarim, how do you know? Now, Rashi says zaysim is lav dafka, zaysim went off on the ma'atzad anyway, which means to ask is, how do you know tamarim, which you cut down by hand, not with a sickle, how do you know in such a case that, how do you know that in such a case, the pile will eat? Zot the Gemara, we use the word kama. Let me read it. Ramakra, kama, the rabbi is called bali kama. Anything standing is chayiv to let the pile eat. Frey to Gemara of Amrit Kama Kama Mechayev Echala. Then we say Xer Shava Kama Kama Tzchayev Echala, and Dafka something Tzchayev Echala. Not everything, not tomorrow, not dates. No more Hani Mila Bekami Dineis Echemish. That was before we had the Chemish. Hashdos Echemish is probably called Dava. Everything was Marv. Everything called Var Chemish. Now everything is Marv. Anything is not Chayev Echala. Va'afka Lo Mechayev Echala. So Kama Lomali. The Rabba is called Bali Kama. Anything that's standing and growing, there is a Chiv to let the pile eat. So now the Gemara asks, "V'hash nafkulam mecheres v'kama," both in the pasuk of kisavu v'kama esrecha. So it comes out the whole pasuk of a kerem is extra, because it says in the pasuk kisavu v'kerem reacha v'chalta anav kanafshchos avecha v'kechal esitain. That whole pasuk is extra. Why do you need the whole pasuk? Kisavu v'kerem reacha lomeli. Amar Rava lo chayisav. Teaches different halachas. Kedatayim with the Rebbeisa. Kisavu nemar kam bia v'nemar lahalon lo yisavu alav. We learn from this pasuk who said we're talking about a pile. So he says, you know why you're not talking about a pile? Because this pasuk says, Kisavah b'kerem v'yacha. And we have another pasuk that says, L'yisavah yolov ha-shemesh, that you have to pay the pile on time. And we learn, Ma'ala halom b'pile, like us with Abba, just like by the pasuk of L'yisavah yolov ha-shemesh. So when a pile, Afkan, the pasuk of Kisavah b'kerem v'yacha, b'pile, like us with Abba. What do we dash for b'kerem v'yacha? B'kerem v'yacha v'lo b'kerem kusi. The din that a pile eats from the pears that he's working on is dafka by a Jewish owned kerem, but not by a non-Jew, not by a kusi. So, Frey to Gemara, why didn't your pasuk tell you that dafka by kerem riecha and not by a kerem kusi? Why do we have to say this? L'chayra, typically, that it's anyway mutter to eat from a kerem kusi because it's mutter. It's mutter to steal from a kusi. So, honey chamadim a gezel kusi aser, that really it's aser. It's a kral a mishri pile to say that a pile is mutter. That a pile is mutter to eat. That's what it's saying over here. That first of all, I typed something wrong. Let's start again. We start again the Gemara from Kerem Riecha. The Gemara says, Kerem Riecha, like Kerem Kusi, which means like this, that by Kerem Riecha of your friend, you're not allowed to put it into your pails. But by a Kerem Kusi, by if you're working on a non-Jewish property, you're of course allowed to take it. You're allowed to take even more. You're even allowed to put it into your pail. That's what the Pasuk teaching us. That the Issa v'kalcha leisitin is dafka by a Jew. But by a non-Jew, it's mutter to put it into your pail. You're allowed to put it into your pail. So Mar has a kasha, honich lamandu amai gezel kusi osir, hai itzakrol amishir pail. If you hold gezel kusi is osir, so then you need a pause to tell you, I'm allowed to put it into my pail. But if you hold gezel kusi is mutter, you're anyway allowed to do that. Elamandu amai gezel kusi mutter, hashtag zelam mutter, pail mabai. If a regular zelam is mutter, you have to tell me a pail is mutter? So tomorrow you're right. If you don't, you have to take a different drasha. Mukin law became riacha v'lishal hektish. That the whole halacha that you're allowed to eat is only by riacha, but by hektish you cannot eat from the property of hektish. Frek Taisus I is issa meila. So Taisus says you would think since there's no issa gezel from chaver, there's no issa meila either. And Reb Chaim in Sefer, Reb Chaim Brisker in Sefer, brings right from here that meila is b'din gezel. What we dash on the pasuk further, va'achalta v'loy meitzitz. You're only allowed to eat that anovim, you're not allowed to suck it out. Now, why are you not allowed to suck it out? So Rashi learns the reason is because I'm throwing out part of the anovim, and that's not allowed. You have to eat the whole grape. Tosfos mashma devart is that it's a din in shtia. The whole din is va'achalta, not shtia. And that's called drinking when you meitzitz that anovim. You suck out the juice of the anovim, it's called drinking, and there's no hetter to drink, only to eat. Look at the Rashash, who makes this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Anovim, below anovim davachi. Now eat the anovim together with something else because you might eat too much that way. Kenafshecha, kenafshecha balabayis. You eat the same way the balabayis eats. Kach nafshecha poil. Man nafshecha oichel potter. Just like you eat and you potter from meiser because it's still not nigmar lach to the meiser until the yayin goes into the bar. Just grapes, it's not nigmar lach to the meiser because it starts being into wine. Af nafshecha poil oichel potter. Because you would think that a poil maybe is different than a balabayis. Because halacha is when you buy something, that alone is kaveh al meiser. So you would think that a poil is also by eating it, it's like ke'ilu is part of a salary, and it's like a mekach, it's like he bought it. And therefore, maybe he should be chayiv and meiser, k'mashlon k'nafshecha, just like you yourself are part of the meiser when you're eating these grapes, because it's not ready yet, it's not turned into wine yet. Same thing, the poil is part of the meiser. Shavecha, v'lo achilagasa. Yeah, you have to eat it l'svaya, not achilagasa. V'al kelecha lo sitein. When you're putting it into the kelev of avayis, that's when you can eat, which means gmar malacha. But not when it's not Gemara Malacha, you're not putting it to the Kenel Abayis, you're not allowed to eat, the pile is not allowed to eat. So just to recap what we learned. We learned there's a halacha that a pile when he's working in a property, he eats from the fruit. He doesn't have to ask permission. But he can't put it into his kalicha. It could be by a guy, you could put it into the kalicha, you could put it into your thing. Now, if it's hektish, also you don't eat. You can't suck it out. You can't also eat an oven with davarach. You can't eat it with a dip, because you might eat too much an oven then. You can't dip it into salt, maybe we'll see anything later on. You can't try to make it sweet. You're not allowed to do those things in order to make it more geschmack to eat. You're not allowed to do it either. And you're potter a meiser. We're not going to potter a meiser. So vecha means lo yachil gasa. You can't overeat. You can't overeat. And the kelech leisitin teaches us that it's dafka b'shas gemar malacha when you're putting it into the kelev al-bayis. And when you're not putting it into the kelev al-bayis, then you don't eat these from these pears.